is this? Would we turn up the party? All night feels good, we can't decide it. Is this? Would we turn up the party? All night feels good, we can't decide it. Turn up the party, turn up the party. Party, party, turn up the party. Hey everybody, it is August 29th, 2019. This is the Geeks Next Door episode 174, the one that's really short so we can all go play Minecraft. What's going on, guys?
Hey, what Chris!
What's Ryan, up? What are you doing?
What's that?
What's Ryan doing?
He's fading in.
I'm like...
playing Minecraft.
Oh, did that fade out for a second there?
Like, it's so dark there, dude.
I don't know, man. I think...
So, just guys, how you been spending your week there, the days I haven't seen you? What have you been up to?
Haven't seen me? Work.
Work?
Okay.
Yeah. Are you supposed to be just like Mickey and lay around and like cats right on his face?
What about stuff that's not stupid?
Like and get, work? Yeah, and cause him to get disease?
Why do cats give you diseases?
Cat scratch fever.
Boom. Oh, yeah, because Dave's getting a cat, right?
Yep, two. Twins.
Fucking murder those cats. I've decided. I'm going to murder cats.
What do you mean?
Why?
It's not mean.
No, actually, just killing animals is quite mean. I'm going to tell you.
What did they... You don't even have... You didn't know what they did.
That's true. I don't. Let's get off your cats, because I just got off your mom. Woo! I don't know what that means, but I don't want to talk about cats
anymore. I tried to get off your mom, but the line was too long.
That wasn't very good.
It was a really long line to get onto your mom and then get off of your mom.
Okay, so Dave,
let me tell you about my week.
Ryan has been who knows.
Monday. Okay, I'll tell you the first thing that's not work related that sounds interesting.
Ryan, are you talking?
Yeah, you can hear me. Shut up, you're lying.
Ryan, but me? I don't hear Ryan.
You're fucking with me. I will punch you through the screen. Pow!
I mean, his mouth is moving. But
you would break your screen. It would be great. I love it.
Oh, you see, proof. You heard me. So, there was a glimmer of doubt. So, I went and bought a stroller. I went on Facebook Marketplace and... found a jogging stroller that was really cheap for $10, and I took it and bought it, and I took it apart. I took all the stuff off it, and so I have myself like a broken down
jogging
set of wheels. Yeah, broken down.
I got a box full of shit for $10.
But it was fun. One, okay, like if my only goal is just to take something apart, that was fun. But the next step is now I'm going to turn it into a canoe cart.
Wait, it's a stroller. How do you turn a stroller into a canoe?
A canoe cart. So you do it. It's actually pretty straightforward. I mean, you got wheels and shit, and you just got to put some supports in there. It's so it's a fun little project. So I took it apart. It was fun. It's cheap.
Well, that's cool. I thought it was going to be lame. You're like, I bought for $10 and want to sell it for $50. Isn't that cool? Woo. But no, you just...
That would have been...
I like it. Good job.
This is more cool than that.
It is. That's neat. Okay.
What tools did you use?
I had one for free.
I used a drill. and a scissors.
It's literally just sitting in the garage.
Did you hear it?
Oh, really? I'll make you a cart. I'll make you a cart, and then you can get a canoe later. So just send it my way. We're all good.
You have to make a canoe lift, though, otherwise Han will get pissed off.
Did you build plans?
Did you write these drew plans down? Some pictures, some sketches. I did some sketches.
Can I see these sketches?
You cannot. Why only not? Because they're downstairs, and I don't want to go downstairs.
Because they're really sketchy sketches.
Oh, yeah. Nice work. I like it.
Okay, cool. Like well, that's neat.
It's dad joke night. Watch
what
out.
What about you, Adam? You do anything?
Work. That's about it.
How's school going? Did you start school?
Tomorrow.
You start tomorrow, okay.
Yeah, I got school from now until like Christmas on Fridays.
That kind of sucks, but isn't it like your last class?
Pretty close, yeah.
Is it your last, or do you have like one more after this?
I think I have 6 credits that I need, And
is this class this is four, 6 credits?
It's 4 credits.
What the fuck? So what are you gonna do for 2 credits? Blow the teacher or some shit?
Pretty much. I might just do like project study or something.
Intro
like that.
To art.
But is that gonna be a whole another semester, or can you fit it in sometime?
Don't know yet.
You should look into that, because I'm pretty sure you need to know by when school starts.
I know, I should.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay, what class is it?
Algebra.
Oh, man.
I know.
That's your last class that's almost enough credits?
Wait. Yeah, it's my last class.
It's the class you've been putting off because of math.
Pretty much.
All
right, wait, you can't. I'm concerned about the 2 missing.
Yeah,
credits.
You should be, because you don't graduate. If you like, they don't give you a degree for almost click enough credits.
Oh, I know that. No, I have credits that should apply. I'm just not sure if they will.
So he's gonna blow the teacher. Is basically what I'm hearing.
Pretty much.
Sounds like your plan is hope. You're going to hope that things work out.
I'm not done with school.
But you You're could hope be after when you the apply if could. You somehow got those 2 credits done. Otherwise, I'm pretty sure those 2 credits are going to be like another half a year or something. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Let me know if you need help with algebra. I like algebra. It's so fun.
It is not.
How much algebra did you use to make a canoe rack or canoe?
None yet, absolutely, but there's still time.
Nothing.
I might use trigonometry. Yeah. I'm not sure why yet.
All right, cool. Well, that's interesting. What about you, Dave? Man, you do anything this week so far?
You
got 2 cats.
Dave's got cats.
It's cool.
It's like bed bugs, but they're furry.
Furry bed bugs.
That's true. They never go away as much as you want.
Besides fictional cats, did you do anything? Or just normal work stuff and family stuff?
I don't think I've done anything crazy in the last couple of days. I watched basketball.
Okay.
I started on Tuesday. I should probably finish it.
Okay.
Such a good movie.
Yeah.
It's so fun.
Other than that, not too much, man. I mean, it's only been 48 hours.
But I didn't ask you what you did Monday, so you know I
RDR.
I basically, what'd you do this week? You know, that's what I was saying. So, but no, you know, it's not like if you do stuff every week, it's fine if you're just having a normal week. I ain't gonna look down on you or anything, man.
I went to a country concert Sunday night.
Right, which country?
So, glad you guys asked. I went to the state fair. I thought it was kind of fun.
I love how Chris does that.
Classic. It's all like, it's I don't really care about what you're doing, but here's what I'm doing. If I stayed at the end, it makes me look cool.
I gave you plenty of time. Nobody asked me in the middle, so I decided to ask you guys.
I do want to hear about the state fair.
Yeah,
so, Chris, what did you do at the state fair?
Well, thanks for asking, Adam. That's neat. So I generally hate the state fair, and it's not because I think it's dumb. I just get bored, and I'm like, why am I here? And I just walk around, and I'm like, I don't know why I'm here. And me and Amy are not the most adventurous eaters in the world, and nothing ever really looks good. So I'm like, all right, they have fried alligator. Why do I care? And then I walk by, and then I get bored, and I'm like, why am I here? But this time I had a lot of fun. It was just me and Amy, and like 6 hours went by like super fast, and I didn't even, like, when I was leaving, I was like, holy shit, that was a fast 6 hours or whatever. I had more food than I usually do. Nothing standout-ish, really, but I don't know why I had fun. I think because, I don't know. Maybe it was a mindset thing, but I don't know. I had a good time. Good time.
Did you break your sugar fast?
Let's see. What did I eat that might have had sugar in it? I have a list here. I had an egg roll. Does that have sugar in it?
No. Yep.
Well, yes. Everything has a little bit of sugar in it. That doesn't. I don't want to fucking talk. I'm talking about like things that are high in sugar.
Yeah, that's probably pretty low in sugar.
It's on my list. Hang on. I'll look at my thing. I'll tell you exactly what I ate at the fair. I know you guys are wondering. I had a corn dog, which has a little sugar in it, but I don't really count that bad. I had some pizza. Cheese curds. That's probably more. I had beef tips. French fries.
Beef tips?
Yeah, I don't know. They came with the sauce. I threw the sauce away. I thought they were fine. And I had a hamburger. So, no, not really.
What was the one before beef tips?
Cheese curds.
Oh, yeah, yummy.
French fries.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and I actually looked at looking for, like, is there something that looks really good? And Amy saw something about, like, a cheese or a puff thing or a cream puff, and she's like, we should get that. And I was like, cool, we'll try that after we eat regular food, and we just never really got back to it. So, yeah, I was looking forward to doing it, but it didn't work out.
What day did you go?
Tuesday, I think. Yeah. It's the day that it turned out to be Military Appreciation Day, which was interesting. So we could have got cheaper tickets, but we just didn't. And it, like, when we sat down on kind of this little place to eat outside, but with a cover, and then it started hailing.
Nice.
It was kind of neat, though. You just got to sit there, relax, have some food. Like, I think that helped where there wasn't an expectation to go and do anything. You could just sit there, walk, because you weren't going to walk around while it was raining and hailing. And it rained for about 20 minutes, hailed, and then it was super sunny out. And, you know, it's interesting. I did notice that the milk is now $2. What's up with that?
Yes. And it was better when it was 25 cents.
Yeah, no, it's true. It's all you can, yeah, it's all you can drink, but only right there at that time. And so it seems like not that great of a deal anymore, I'm telling you.
Seems like you could throw up easily.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, but what are they going to do, stop you? I can keep throwing up.
Yeah. But I did notice, I did keep noticing things that it would have been fun for the boys to do. And I was like, oh, they'd love to do that. Oh, they'd love to do that. And so I thought that'd be, so next year we'll probably bring them, because
Lots of fun little kid things, I think. That's what these I mean. Days.
Even up like near the, like, she always likes to do this radio station thing, which I don't care. But there was, like, a lot of little things around there, like, for kids I could run through, and not even like rides, but just like play area kind of stuff. So.
Yeah, I went on Monday. I forgot to mention that before.
Oh, we went on Saturday.
Oh, so I guess everybody did something they didn't mention this week. What did you do?
It was a test.
We went Sunday.
Well, it's weird. You went Sunday?
We went Monday.
Just Hannah and I did it.
Everybody went. It's tricky because Tuesday we see each other, so it feels like that has already sort of passed mentally, you know, like you'd already know.
So hang on. Go fuck you all. So I came up with this fun thing that I did, and I thought it would be fun to talk about. You guys are like, we did that like yesterday. We did that like
yesterday. Yeah, you came up with this lame thing that you thought was cool.
You don't like going. You don't go to the fair.
I know.
It's not a thing that you do.
I love gatherings. So, like, I would have went with, like, I've always said I would be fun to go with friends because, like, the food that I eat, like, three bites, and I'm like, anybody else want this? And Amy's like, I don't eat that, so we throw it away. Like, we throw away so much food.
Wait. Yeah. Amy doesn't eat something?
Most everything. So, aww. Yeah. So what did you guys do? Did you do anything? What, was anything noteworthy this year? Anything neat, interesting? Oh, I have something, but I'll tell you after you guys go.
It was rainy. It rained. We went, got there, I don't know, like 10 or something, and we had a couple good hours, and then it rained for like 3 hours in the middle on Monday.
That sucks. That's not the most fun.
It was, I felt good because we, like, you know, powered through it, and then the rain stopped, the sun came out, and we had some more good times. So it wasn't great, but the rain part, but it was kind of still worked out good and still had lots of fun.
That's good.
The food I had that was probably the most interesting was the dilly dog. Anybody have that?
Calories.
I estimated, I only had a bite, which was sharing. But it was brat put inside a pickle, put with corn dog stuff, and then fried. So it was like a super corn dog pickle brat thing. It was actually pretty tasty. And they also had some like duck. Chicken wing kind of things. Well, they're duck wings.
Duck wings.
Yeah.
Ducklings.
Or were they wings? Ducklings? No, they're drummies. They're drumsticks, and they were tasty. They were tasty.
Okay.
We went on that thing where you go above. You ride on the like gondola kind of thing. The sky ride where you sit down and
that's a gondola.
It's kind of basically, isn't that what a gondola is? It's the same damn thing. It's just you just don't. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. No, but okay.
Gondola. Let me Google that quick. Gondola.
A gondola is just a shallow, long boat.
That's what am I thinking of?
I have no idea, but if you're in a gondola in the sky, you're going to die. Or somebody's going to die.
It's a ski lift. There's another name for a ski lift.
Kind of like
thing.
A ski lift. Okay, that makes sense.
Okay, but whatever it is. But it was pretty... It was pretty freaky. I was freaking out on that.
I've only done that once. Me and Persephone and Amy did it because she thought it'd be kind of cool. And I thought she'd be scared, but she loved it. I don't know why. She likes things that really high and slow.
You can see the whole place. Yeah. I was freaking out because it wasn't enough security, not enough seatbelts. And strangely...
What are you seatbelt for?
Imagine that makes sense.
Well, like, you could legitimately slide out. Like, you'd have to be being stupid. But, like, it's just enough for you to, like, just freak out a little bit. But then we went on
enough
the,
for Ryan on the giant, to freak out.
We went on the giant Ferris wheel, which is fully enclosed, but goes way higher. And I was totally fine. But Amber was randomly freaking out, which was interesting. Huh. Unexpected. She was a little... Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's some stories that I have and I've shared.
You know what I did that I randomly did when we walked by because I wanted to and I didn't know what it was?
What's that?
Excuse me. Mill City Ride or some shit?
Ye Old Mill.
Now, all it is... And when I got done, like, well, anyways, so you sit down and it goes kind of like a little, almost like the, what's the thing at Disneyland? It's a Small World.
Oh.
So it just goes around really slow in a circle for like 5 minutes or 10 minutes. But most of it, it's pitch black. Like, there's just no light. And Amy was for some reason freaking out at the darkness. Like, I don't know why. She's like, oh my God, what's going on? We could be murdered in here. And
really?
Yeah, it was weird. And when I got out, my mom was like, oh, that's where you go to, like, have sex and, like, make out.
She said had sex?
Well, they said neck. Mom. They said neck. But oh. that word isn't used anymore. So, but that's where you go to, like, make out with chicks and stuff. And I'm like, that makes sense because it's completely pitch black for most of the ride.
What is this thing? I don't actually know this.
You've never been on the Old Mill?
I have never even heard about it until I decided. I was like, Amy, let's do that. She's like, I don't want my hair to get wet. I was like, it looks like it goes really slow. I don't think there's any water. Look at the people coming off. They're not wet at all. And so we got in, and you basically, it's like did you ever go on It's a Small World? It's just a fucking...
Yes, it's just a ride. It literally goes slow.
It goes through a water trough. You literally sit on a boat. You sit on a little boat, and it goes about 4 miles an hour through the water.
And oh, yeah.
It goes in through a tunnel. The whole thing's a tunnel.
Is that at Valley Fair, the one you're referring to?
No, that would be a Disney World thing.
Oh.
It's a Small World, after all?
Yeah.
The song? Come on.
But it was kind of neat that it was completely black. It was almost like sensory deprivation thing where, you know, like, your eyes are open, but you're still... There's no... You didn't even see anything for, like, minutes at time, which is kind of cool. But, yeah, Amy was freaking out. It was awesome. She did not want to make out. It was kind of annoying.
Why didn't she? That's the whole reason we're on this ride.
Well, I actually didn't know until I was done. I was like, "Oh, this would be a good place to like boat."
Thanks, Mom.
Yeah. All right. What did you guys eat or do?
Well, my family likes to eat lots of weird stuff, so we ate all the weird stuff. We like Turkish pizza and weird, and like shrimp and grit fritters and carnitas tacos, which isn't really weird, but...
Did anybody have the Spam burger?
No.
I did not. But I did see deep-fried Spam bites, which looked good. Really? But I was full at that moment.
Because here's my thought. Spam is not good. So it's like they take something that's not good, deep-fry it, and they're like, doesn't this look good? It's like, you don't eat rats, but what about deep-fried rats? And then everyone at the fair is like, we love the new deep-fried rats!
But I think they actually are good.
Spam? I like rats or spam.
So
both.
What happens? Okay, you're not gonna go grab a sewer rat and be like, let's eat that. What if it was a lab grown rat that has been like perfectly, you know, like contained and controlled, and the meat was, you know, like, because you don't want to eat something that
I won't eat that either. Honestly, I don't.
Well, like, why?
Because you try. I like quality meat. I don't want to eat.
No,
shit.
This is made in a fucking lab, and it's like the quality of it is like 10 times the quality of, like, the... Actually, you like shit food and high... Like, you don't like any middle ground food. Yeah. You like real crap quality, like Taco Bell, which is crap quality.
It's a rat. I don't want to eat dog either. That's not the best meat to eat. It's not.
Wait, we're talking about rats or spam now?
I'm saying if you took if there was a rat that was grown in a lab, specifically, you know, because, you know, it's like tested, it's all good, it's like the quality is super high, and this rat is like worth $1,000. But so you could eat $1,000, right? Well, I'm trying to figure out like what defines quality for you
when it comes to meat.
when it comes to meat.
Not rats. Anything besides rats.
I think quality would be the sort of right amount of, like, savoriness. And
savor it.
Like, I feel like rat might be okay, but I feel like it might be too oily.
It probably has
so
to do
for
with,
me,
like, it would
be defined by that.
It probably, like, has to do with, like, the densest of the nutrients, I'm guessing, is, like, why we think it tastes better. But that's probably based on what we developed as a species. Like, if it's denser in nutrients, it probably tastes better, is my guess.
All right. I'm basing my guess on having eaten a guinea pig before.
Right.
And it's kind of oily. And
Ryan's yeah. a guinea pig?
Did your guinea pigs not survive? Did you have to cook them?
I still got them, but we always got that option if they mess with me too much.
Wait, you have guinea pigs?
Yeah,
seriously.
Damn
right.
Everybody's
you
getting
bet,
animals.
Man.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it says, just a quick says, the short answer to answer this is different meats have a different profile of muscle, proteins, and fats, and so they taste different.
Right.
Myoglobin is responsible for giving red meats their color, red meats, so yeah, I'm guessing based on personal opinions, based on what exactly your preference of proteins and fats are.
So it's just preference, okay. I would at least try it.
Well,
it looks like salmon. You know, per gram is like the most densely, like, nutritious meat on the around.
Are you just talking really? Like somebody takes some rat meat and deep fries it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, if you can tell me it doesn't have any diseases, I'll try it. I thought you meant like they're just gonna take a rat, put in fucking deep fry. And, like,
no, like I'm not gonna. Well, I'm also gonna be like, here's a rat, and then right next to it is a fucking cow in a big giant vat, and you'd be like, well, I'm gonna eat that cow. It's like the meat, it's higher quality meat.
But
I'm like,
one I expect, one I don't. So.
Like, right.
I can't fit a cow on a stick comfortably. I can fit a rat on a kid's stick comfortably.
I don't know. He's a big fucking rat.
I like Chris's thought process here.
Man, we are in the weeds on this fucking topic. Well, we still got Minecraft to get to. You guys got anything to say about the fucking fair before we move on?
Clint Black looks really old, and Trace Adkins has a very deep voice.
I don't know who this is.
What the fuck? What words did you just say, little boy?
Like, if you would have said Jack Black in the Atkins diet, I still wouldn't. I would say, like, Jack Black's pretty funny, and Atkins diet, I don't know what that is.
Who the fuck?
Wasn't that guy from, like, American Idol or something? Like, a long time ago or something?
No.
I've literally never heard those words in the same sentence before.
Is he a country singer?
They're both country singers, yeah.
Oh, that explains it. I just guessed they must be country singers because I don't know who they are.
Alright. Yeah.
Okay, alright.
Okay,
country
so
songs.
Should we get into the big news for the week then?
Yeah, let's do it.
Dave's getting cats. No,
sweet.
That's not
congratulations,
the big
news. Dave. It'll be a lot of fun.
The big news is Ryan actually was forced to watch the trailer.
I did watch that trailer. I did not hear it.
Was
I heard Mickey saying it. You know what? I remember that. You know that guy. You know the other thing. It was random. Like, I think it was the most Mickey talked the whole night. Was he, you know, he's a talkative guy, but like at that moment.
Yeah, that was fun.
I thought it looked
like
a good.
Right,
it was a good trailer. They were trying to connect everything together. Although I couldn't help when I saw the scene where they showed like Rey fighting with Kylo Ren. I like was imagining them like voice space talking. Hey, I'm naked. And she's like, oh hi, how are
put
you?
Put a towel on.
Ryan.
I can see you.
What the hell?
Oh, man. That shit bugged me. There's some things in the last show that, Adam, you generally agree with me on that bug me, and that I still have a little bit of, like...
Like space talking?
Yeah, space talking bothers me. Not okay. I'm not okay with it.
So, like, in D&D, you can cast a spell, right? And be able to talk over great distances across, you know, whatever. And you're totally cool with that.
That's D&D.
This is fucking space D&D.
It kind of is.
Space D&D.
It literally is space D&D. There's fucking wizards and knights and fucking... There's literally a guy, Black Knight, who...
Do you like space talking?
It doesn't bother me.
It bothers me.
My...
But otherwise, I thought it was a wonderful trailer. I'm excited to see stuff happen. And I don't know why you're so annoyed by the black, dark, the cool, like, split off super laser fighter gun weapon. You know that cool thing Rey had, her lightsaber, like evil lightsaber disconnector.
How did you know that was Rey?
That was sweet. What? That was a cool looking weapon.
Who doesn't like that? What?
You don't like that she was like hinted at being potentially evil.
I don't like that they're trying to fool us, but whatever. Okay, cool, whatever. My favorite scene is like just a shot, but it's a shot of a bunch of what we call rebel ships jumping in. So there's an X-wing, and I think they're and the Millennium Falcon, a Corvette. But there's also B-wings in there and A-wings and shit.
I did see that.
Oh, maybe the B-wing made me so happy. I was like, oh, they never used these. It's amazing. So I thought that was my favorite shot. That was pretty cool.
Well,
I mean, the Star Wars were cool. Don't get me wrong. They were awesome. But
B-wings. Here's the weird thing is that the X-wing is probably at that point 50 years old. And the B-Wing is probably... So it was made just before Return of the Jedi. They started using it right before Return of the Jedi.
But remember, so they are like, a resistance. They're not using state-of-the-art the best technology. No. They're using the old and busted.
I guess you're right.
Yeah, it's the equivalent of...
Cuba.
I'm going to use my handgun to fight the United States government when they come to my door. People are like, "You can't do that. They got tanks." We're like, "We can fight Star Destroyers with X-wings. Fuck you. Don't take our X-wings away from us for our First and Second Amendment or whatever it is."
Well, you'll just have to like learn how to defeat the tanks. Like remember when they're fighting the one tank in Saving Private Ryan? They're like, "Ah!" They're trying their best. And they finally blow up the tracks. Just to have one more show up, and it's like, it's all like, yeah, we did it, we blew up one tank, and it's all like, oh, they have another one, shit.
Yeah, but I mean, okay, we won't get into that, but because that's the worst argument against gun control. So, anyways,
here's the thing: like, what are you gonna do about people that just pick up X-wings at conventions without any checks? Like background checks?
I know it's the X-wing or it's the fighter loophole, the Starfighter loophole, Starfighter show loophole.
Yeah, I know.
Anyways, I thought that was cool. Did you guys see anything in there that looked neat or that you liked?
I liked the scene with all the Star Destroyers, and I'm wondering, is that reality, or is it also part of a vision of, you know, if you were to come to the dark side, look at the power you could have, you know, that kind of thing. I don't know if that's
reality. It's a fucking Galadriel picking up the ring and saying, like, I would be a terrible queen, you know, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Sure. I don't know.
It's actually, from what I understand, it's reality because they are...
From what you understand?
From where what are they? I understand. That's Palpatine's hidden one, which
cool. Yeah, I like that. Let's do that.
He's got a hidden fleet called the Dreadnought Fleet, I think.
So are they not being manned currently? Or are people just hanging out? Like, we've been here for years. Where the fuck's boss at?
Yeah, they're totally mothballed. So
that'd be cool.
Sitting in low orbit or in a plasma cloud
a nebula or something. Well, then
they're 30 years old, too.
They're Star Destroyers. I mean, it's like a 30-year-old fucking F-16 or something. It's still going to work fine.
Well, that makes you wonder, like, in the future where they have enough technology to build Star Destroyers, do you think that in 30 years the technology, like, is moving at the same pace so that your old shit is garbage? Or it could be that in the future your 30-year-old shit is basically the same because... Everything is top of the line.
Remember, this
line.
Is the future, Ryan. This is
whatever. In a world where
long ago,
in a world, this is the past. In a world.
Remember, technology moved way slower in the past. It's ramps up. Yeah. So
you know what I'm saying?
Yes. I know. And I agree with you in many ways.
So yeah, what the fuck is this?
I just made my design and paint of my new car.
I just like it just says cart. Like we don't know what that is.
I just add the arrows because I was getting good with paint, you know.
Like that trailer was really cool and stuff like that, but the trailer that I like, the Mandalorian trailer was really, I really liked that trailer.
You know, I haven't watched the Mandalorian trailer yet.
Ooh, we'll wait.
What?
Well, hang on. What that? Yeah, that was neat. But let me ask you guys real quick about the end of the Star Wars trilogy. The trilogy. Yep. The three trilogy. The tri trilogies, right?
The tri trilogy. This is the
end
of the.
This is the ninth movie. It's supposed to end the original trilogies. They're gonna wrap everything up. How do you wrap it up in a way where people aren't like, 30 years are going to go by and something else is just going to happen? Because that was the complaint against 7, was that, oh, yay, the Rebellion won. And then, look, a few years later, like, the evil new empire, the evil new republic has taken over.
It's like the Rebellion really never did win. Or,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, they won, but they didn't really win. So how do you...
Because they never knocked out the bad guys.
Anyways, they're building multiple Star Destroyers on planets now. So so how do you end this franchise, the main storyline in this franchise, without like people being like, that seemed really shallow? Because honestly, the end of 6, you're like, hey, Rebellion won, cool. And then my first impression when 7 came out was like, okay, so they just never actually won. That kind of sucks a lot. The Ewoks did nothing.
Oh, poor Ewoks.
Okay.
Is that what happened? Is that true, then? That's the conclusion, is they didn't win? Or did they win for a while?
No, they did win.
Well, okay. So basically, yes. At the end of Return of the Jedi, it's like, the Rebellion won. Boom! They smashed the Empire. Empire is like smashing the government. If all the states got together and, like, you know, like, we fought the government, like... There's going to be no centralized government now. Now everything is going to break down and there's going to be a bunch of warlords and everything's split up and stuff like that. So there's no central government. That's a big problem. You know, and that's basically what I'm thinking happened, right? And then 30 years go by and basically someone, we're going to say Snoke this time, you know, because we saw him, was powerful enough to gain a bunch of people following his belief systems together, and then like now he raised an army, and now they're slowly, and they became, where are they in charge? Government now. Like, they actually, like, there was a government, right? Like a loose government, and they blew up that planet where that government was in the Force Awakens. So like they're basically like, we're big badasses, we're gonna be in charge now. So that's the problem, is that the centralized, there was like no centralized government to control the galaxy, to help maintain the galaxy at the end of Return of the Jedi.
They should have just went to fucking gambling planet with what's her name, and they would have been great. And that would have been all they needed. With Sarah, or right. Whatever her name was, Ryan's favorite fucking character.
Rose.
Rose, yeah.
Right.
Ryan's favorite character.
So the Mandalorian trailer, we mentioned that.
How do you think it's going to end?
I
think they're going to balance it. Like, they're going to have to come up with a order of whatever they want to call them, Jedis, something, whatever they're going to call them. It's like, it's going to be, I won't be surprised if they came up with a combination of Jedi Sith, Sith-I, right? Or Jedith. I don't know what they fucking call it, right?
I like Jedith.
Right. Basically, they are going to teach that the Force flows through all of us and stuff like that. It is neither good nor evil, and forcing it to be good or evil is either side is just bad. Forcing it to be good and forcing it to be evil, I wouldn't even say evil. Light and dark. Dark isn't necessarily evil, and light isn't necessarily good. You know, kind of thing like that. I could see them trying to come up with a balanced, a very Buddhist monk side of things, that, like, you know, everything is connected. Like, let's figure that out. So
sure, and that's why that's what the belief that the hint of the title is. So that makes sense,
right?
Wait, what's the title called?
Rise of Skywalker, which might be the name of the new order that they
get. Order, or yes. Like that. So that's what I'm gonna say.
Ooh. Yeah, because you know, it always struck me, like, even as a kid, it struck me as weird when they're like, don't have emotion. Like,
yeah.
I was like, right. That seems weird. Like, Jedi should have emotion, shouldn't they? They should be passionate about shit.
Right. Yes, exactly.
It always reminded me of, like, priests. Like, don't get married. Like, what? Like, that's, like, part of the human condition. You're going to be a flawed human if you don't have children and get married. You don't have to get married, but, like, if you just forbid people from doing anything sexual and shit, that's going to fuck.
Because you should be, like, you know, like, if God, quote-unquote, created everything, he created you to want to procreate, to do this, you know, or get married or have love, have whatever you're going to do like that, you know, so that would be honoring him the most would be doing the thing that you have the most the desire to do.
Like something with little boys. Yeah, I don't know. I think that well,
that's because I'm fucking messed up shit, man. It's all like, I do not do anything. It's all
I
like,
I think that's like you're being, you know, that's like don't do shit forever. So I'm sure that has a small outlet to it. And or maybe that, I don't know, maybe that, we're getting more into the weeds here now. Let's break down the Catholic religion. Nah, there's a lot of different theories there, but that did always, like, I always remember, like, thinking about how, the big one was in, Empire, when Luke's friends are going to probably be killed, and Yoda's like, nope, stay here, finish your training, and be like, man, fuck that, we're gonna help my friends out.
Right.
Okay, this movie ends how it ends, whatever. What do you want to do next? Just quick off the top of your set, like one sentence kind of thing.
Masturbate in my bedroom.
Okay, cool. Like, where do you want Star Wars to go?
Oh,
I was like, what do you mean? Like, I get you now.
Adam, come on. You got an idea. I know you do.
I wouldn't mind seeing it. I don't know.
Dave, you're painting.
Where could it go?
For me, I mean, I've always had a fascination with, like, Knights of the Old Republic.
Okay.
And I think that is kind of where one of the plans is going. I think the Benioff Weiss combo, I think that's what they're looking at.
Yeah, didn't they say that?
I don't know if they outwardly came out and said it.
Well, it's definitely the going theory. I thought they said
it. But just kind of like the peacekeeping Jedis and kind of seeing that turmoil before the Republic downfall, I think that'd be kind of fun. Where there's a lot more Sith out there and you're fighting a lot more Sith, that'd be kind of cool.
I wanted to, because the past is always great, but then you know where you're going. Because you got to end up exactly where
right,
it happens to be. I want it jumping. I want it 500 years in the future. I want to see shit we've never seen before. Fucking make it up. Do cool stuff.
Yeah, and I like that, except for you want to be careful not to stomp on things people love, right? Like you might have the same situation. Like, hey, now that they remember how the Rebellion won, and then like they beat the New Order, and then they established a something, and maybe they said something like it established a peaceful, the Skywalkers established a peaceful galaxy for 400 years or something like that. That would be cool.
Yeah.
But if they are not, they like, and then it failed because of this or something. You know, there's just like, a little bit of, but you know, 400 years is such a long time that it that's right. Fine.
Like, I want, well, because I mean, it'd be kind of cool because I mean, there's some races that we know live really long. Yoda's race lives really long. It'd be cool to see like people show up, but then have something from outside the galaxy that shows up. Like, we've never seen them fight something as, like, you know, like a coalition of, like, whole bunch of, like, bad guys, good guys going, like, we gotta put aside our fucking differences to fight against something fucking crazy.
Just, okay, so just hear me out, man. All right? Let's say, instead of, what'd you say, 500 years goes by?
Okay, yep.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's say, I don't know, they say 3,000 years goes by. 3,000 years, and they could flaker something like, yeah, for 1,000 years, the Skywalkers maintain peace and stuff, and 3,000 years later, and then whew, something warps in. It's like, oh, is that the Enterprise D? Yeah, that's where I want to go. I want a crossover. I want Star Trek and Star Wars. So, yeah!
Okay. So, do deflector shields stop force choking?
Yes, but do lasers, which we know have
been
used...
this is thousands of years now.
I know.
They've got some cool stuff.
Yeah, but maybe they're immune to it. Like, Guinan was immune to Q's shit. Yeah!
Like, Guinan's immune to Q's shit, but the Q could have went like, all right, Guinan. Just throw her outside into space.
No, her race was supposed to be immune to his powers. That's why he hated her. She's a nymph. He's supposed to be immune to her powers. So that's what I mean.
But
maybe people.
But like immune, like
she was the yin to his yang.
But that's that weird immunity thing. It's like, are you immune to the powers that just affect you, or could I build a box around Guinan And then let her suffocate me.
I don't care. Either way, okay. It's the lore that's fun, you know? I don't need to get to the nitty-gritty of it. I think it's fun lore. And that's why I can't wait till Worf comes fucking in on his Defiant, blowing the shit out of Star Destroyers. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da! He's like, it's a good day to kill Jedi. Oh my god, this would be amazing. Oh wait, there's no Jedi left. There's Skywalkers, sorry.
Yeah, they've gotten real good at...
Chris, you're retarded.
You're just jealous. And, whoa! And who did they bring into the universe on one of the Star or one of the fucking Enterprises? Mara Jade. She's there for some reason. Why is she there? I don't know. That's how they introduced her.
Cool. But during this whole battle, a giant flaming phoenix flies up and blows up everybody. She's got all the powers. And it's written by someone who gives a shit about X-Men. So they know that she has way good powers. She has a lot of good powers.
Man,
and
Disney doesn't own Star Wars and the X-Men. And they would never get their hands on Paramount. So this isn't possible. For another few weeks, and then it'll be possible.
Soon. Right,
I say they already own ABC. It's not going to be too far from
let's
them
see.
CBS.
But, oh, sorry. Okay. Adam, did you watch the Mandalorian trailer?
Not yet.
Okay, so you know what it takes
place,
right?
He's been stalling forever to get you to do it.
He's trying to build a bridge. Leave him alone.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so we know when it takes place. It takes place 7 years after Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
Yep. So it's right along the same timeline as when Solo would take place. It was Solo took place. So it's right in that area. It takes place in mostly the Outer Rim planets. It looks real good, Adam.
I think it. I've looked
a lot
at
of
the
bounty concepts. Hunters, baby.
Yeah, looked at the concepts because IG-11 is in there, not 88. That looks pretty badass. The concept just looked great.
Yeah,
it looks fine.
And what do you think about them? Disney said, like, not that they will they'll be releasing their shows one a week.
What do you mean?
They're like, they will. You will not be a binge like thing. Netflix said or Amazon, where you just watch all of them in one day.
Kind of thing. It's perfect. It stops people from subscribing for 1 month, which you can argue is fine financially and better for the consumer. But I'm looking at it from like the other point of view, where people are. What else are you going to do? Netflix is probably going to start doing this too eventually because they're losing customers. So fucking do it. Do it.
So, but what they also said is the Disney Plus website crashed because they gave away the deal of buy 2 years, get 1 year free.
Oh, really?
So basically, you spend $140 and you get 36 months for... I mean, it might be back up by now, but you get 36 months of Disney Plus, which breaks down to just over $4 a month.
It's pretty good.
Pretty good. It's pretty good, yeah.
I do like your $70 getting the full year for what, $70?
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. It's such a better deal. I mean, because if you're already going to do it. And then they added a bunch more shows that they're going to be on, like She-Hulk. And
yeah, so let's talk about this. They added She-Hulk and fucking Moon Knight. Like, are they gonna get? Are they gonna get copyright infringements over Moon Knight?
No. Moon Knight's been around a long time.
I know, but it's just so close. Is he gonna throw a Moonerang?
I just want to know how they're gonna do him because he's fucking crazy. Like
he's
a crazy person.
Batshit crazy.
Yeah, like he has multiple personalities that fight each other.
Don't use the word bat when you're talking about Moon Knight.
Aww.
But
I don't know who Moon Knight is.
Really
Moon Knight was a guy who went out and found this ancient Egyptian god and got... He said basically his origin story was he got, you know, powers from this guy. But nobody believes him at all, and like he's just a regular guy who's really good at like fighting and martial arts and stuff like that. And yeah, he's crazy. He has just like multiple personalities and stuff like that. And he talks to a dead Egyptian god,
as one does.
Anubis?
No, it's like Khonshu.
Yeah.
But also he wears like the moon god. Yeah, and he wears like a bright white suit, and he's all like, I want people to fucking fight and won't see me when I'm coming. I want them to fight me. Because he's crazy. But, yeah, so it looked pretty
cool. What was the last one? I saw those two. Was there another one?
Yeah.
Can't remember. Oh, Miss Marvel.
Miss Marvel. That's what it was. Yeah, like Miss Marvel, yes.
Yep.
All right. So
okay. And they're making Avengers Land.
I mean, I'm not like, oh my god, that's so amazing because of She-Hulk, and they're all going to be. Are they all going to be animated or?
Nope, they're live action.
Are they? Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, those ones don't jump at me like that's so amazing. I need to watch those for some reason, but it's fine. I don't even know. Like, it might get to a point where it's like fucking Cloak and Dagger, where I never even watched them, even though I think it's kind of a cool concept in the Marvel universe. Did anybody watch Cloak and Dagger?
Nope. I saw the first episode.
Yeah, I mean, I actually like that concept as a superhero, unquote. But it's yeah, it might get to that point where I'm like, I might not watch She-Hulk.
She's Bruce Banner's cousin, and she gets a blood transfusion. Oh, and she's also a lawyer.
That's cool, but you know, I don't care. Sorry.
Bruce Banner's cousin gets this same situation that.
No, she gets her powers via blood transfusion. She never turns back. She goes from a regular looking person to like 6'7", like 350 pounds. Always looks like the Hulk, but never, you know, she doesn't get any bigger. She doesn't rage. She doesn't do any of that stuff. She basically just is strong and. Her mind is completely the same. Yeah. So.
But she's just super strong.
Well, she's got Hulk powers. She's like, can take tons of damage, effectively has a healing factor, but, you know.
All right. Cool. So that's in the news. That's pretty neat.
But one funny thing about Star Wars, one more thing, is... at the Galaxy's Edge, you can get Coke and Sprite in little containers that look like thermal detonators, but that are basically red, you know, to look like Coke with, like, alien handwriting to look like Coke, or green to look like Sprite. And TSA is banning them because they just look like fucking grenades.
Seriously?
Yeah. Yes, there are basically bans of them from checked and carry-on bags. I mean...
That's funny.
Even if they're empty.
Kind of sucks.
So I think that's pretty funny.
You want to bring it home and you buy it.
Yeah.
And they're like, I'd be like,
they're going to set up something. There's got to set up something where they ship them. Ship them FedEx. Fuck it. They don't check for anything. They let through everything.
Right.
It's true. I saw it.
I saw it on the VH1.
It's true.
So, yeah, so that was a lot of Star Wars news.
Yeah. But, didn't they have, was it, did they have the, was that during, was Disney 3 or D3 or Disney convention? When's that?
D23 last weekend.
That was, so was that a lot of releasing there, or they just kind of...
Yeah, that was, it was all releasing there.
Fucking knew it, man. Fucking knew it.
Right.
So, classic WoW hit. I don't know if you guys have been logging in and getting your characters going.
What's that?
Ryan's like already
3-hour wait.
Ryan's already 20 levels behind everybody. So,
whoa, Ryan, really?
Probably. This is like classic WoW.
Christ, we've been talking about it for 3 weeks now. Where have you been?
this is you want to go back to the very first day ever? Old school graphics, everything. Old school quests, moddy as shit.
Moddy.
2004 World of Warcraft.
Moddy as shit. Don't worry with it.
That's what it is.
Moddy as shit.
So yeah, and I have always up until recently I said, why the fuck would anybody want to do this? Like, I don't understand why you'd want to play World of Warcraft when it first came out. Like, they've been making it better for 15 years. Why would you want to play it? They released everybody in the US on 10 servers, I think. So queue times for people that I've been talking to personally are up into the 6-hour range the first day. Because they only put 10 fucking servers for possibly tens of millions of players.
They must have thought what you thought, that people wouldn't want to do it.
But it's been getting a lot of hype. So while I was playing this new game I've been playing, I was watching one of the streamers I watch, and he was running Deadmines. And I sat there and watched him run Deadmines, and I was like, oh, I get it. I get it. Shit, it's tugging on my nostalgia strings just watching him play. And it's not enough for me to get back into it. And the compromise for me is to watch him play while I play something interesting. But I understood for the first time. I was like, oh, I get it. And people who are playing for the last 4 or 5 years, they never really went through this content much. So it's probably pretty cool for them. And everyone's going back to linen cloth making and trying to scrounge up or silver coins and shit. So I'm like, okay, I understand now.
Well, not only that, but like quests, you know, like they're lining up for quests that are like 1 to 2 hours long, standing in a line behind other people to go kill a guy. And then wait for him to respawn, and then another guy would go kill him. Wait for respawn. I mean, 2 hour long waits.
They definitely fucked up the server shit. I don't know why they did that when it was getting so much hype, but whatever.
They did announce today that they're gonna release more servers.
Wizards! You didn't have 30 fucking years to do that.
Only a week later, you know, it just dropped this week.
I mean,
Tuesday.
But it was like a meme. Like, people were making fun of it. Like, of course, the first week it's going to be backed up like crazy. Streamers were like, I would love to go play some Classic WoW, but I'm not going to get in for hours, so why the fuck would I even queue? I'm just going to play the games I play.
Right.
But, yeah. So that hit. If you feel like going back and playing the exact same levels you did when we were little, and by little I mean 25. Then go right ahead. I'm not going to. I understand the appeal to it for people. Now I do more than before, but I still don't want to do it. So.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it. For sure.
They actually have a quest where you gather the parts of a stroller, and then you build it into a cart to carry your canoe down to the water to go fishing.
That's pretty sweet. Yeah. Should do that.
You see what he did there? That's funny.
I do remember playing the game and liking it, but it's such a grueling game in a way.
You're describing the grindiness of it, and that's not the fun part. But the fun part is kind of what they've been improving over the years, is the raiding with groups, the going through mines with groups. That stuff's easier to get, especially when you only have 10 servers. Everybody's looking for somebody to go through an instance with them. That's the fun stuff. The bad stuff is grinding through levels, grinding through your professions, that stuff I didn't care for as much. So
yeah.
But I have been playing Oxygen Not Included. I don't know if you guys saw that. It's pretty fun. I don't recommend it because I think it's a game that I love but nobody else would really like. It's from the same people who brought, remember Don't Starve? We never played it, but it always looked fun to play as a group. They had Don't Starve together.
I don't remember.
I remember Don't Starve and Don't Starve Together.
It was not that long ago. It was maybe 2 or 3 years ago. But it's a game that I've always been waiting to go on sale so I could buy like 7 copies and play with a bunch of friends. It's the same type of graphics. It's basically base building and survival. And it's got a cute, fun little story behind it, kind of like cartoony graphics. But it's all kind of base building survival. It's really fun for me. I don't know that anybody else would enjoy it, but I think it's really fun.
Well, is it fun or not really?
For me?
Yeah, I like fun. It.
But again, I always temper that with what the kind of shit I like. So, what day did I buy this? I bought this 4 days ago, Sunday. And I've been working all week and I have 12 hours into it. So, I've been playing for a while.
That's not like you.
It's just a lot. It's fun. You get to name all your new people that come aboard, and then you get to make them specialize in specific things, and you got to make them food and shit. It's just a fun game. You know, you dig out. It's an interesting concept. The concept is you crash on a spaceship on the middle of this giant rock, and there's only a little bit of oxygen, and then you got to basically, you can fabricate new people, kind of like clones, and then you give them specialties, and you got to make everything. From the rock around you, you got to kind of form your base, make oxygen, make food, and then find your way out. I'm not very far into it, but it's pretty fun. Pretty fun. And that's why when we were prepping, I was like, God damn it, I fucked up like a building thing, and sand fell, and a bunch of water flooded about the bottom half of my base. So I was like, God damn it.
Good times. So October 6th, Mr. Robot comes back for the final season. So
I didn't watch.
I don't think I watched the last one. Was there three or two? How many seasons has there been?
This is the third season.
Oh, I did watch two then. I watched a shitload of time a long time ago.
Yeah, like they've been just taking their time and stuff like that. So yeah, I put a trailer up, but
who's the guy who made it? I think I remember an interview with him where he said basically, "I only want to do three seasons. They'll probably give me more, but I want to tell this story in three seasons."
Yeah, I know he's like I think an Indian guy or something like that, but yeah, it's like it looks pretty good. It takes place during Christmas time. And now Mr. Robot is telling him, it's like, dude, I don't know if you're going to go too far, man. I think you might be going too far. And I'm like, yeah, if the voice in your head is telling you what you're doing is too far, that's fucking cool.
Yeah, it was a fun show. I really liked the first season. Actually, I might have liked the second season best. I don't really know.
So I thought that was pretty... Like, there's a lot of cool shows, man. Like, It's hard to like decide how much, how many episodes I'm going to give a show. Am I giving it three episodes? I'm going to give it to Dave a 2-6 episode deal.
I'm actually between shows right now, kind of like.
Remember,
me too.
There is tomorrow. There's Carnival Row. There's Fairy Fucking Tomorrow.
I know it starts tomorrow.
Along with puppets. Puppets. You should watch Puppets.
I might give Puppets a shot, but I don't know. We'll see.
I actually went back and rewatched the original Dark Crystal. It holds up.
No, it doesn't.
At least in my opinion, it holds up. And I thought it was... I mean, the animation... Or not the animation, but the acting's pretty decent. For like an 80s movie, I think it's probably one of the best 80s movies.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what came out in the 80s, like? Well, like, let me just name like a million things off the top of my head.
Hold on, let me rephrase
that. With then. Muppets. I meant with puppets. It's the best 80s movie with puppets.
Fucking E.T.?
It doesn't look like it's an 80s movie.
Yeah, it does.
All right,
I believe you, Adam. You watched it.
Ghostbusters. Ghostbusters had fucking Muppets. The dog. Gremlins.
Who's watched this
also had Muppets. What's that?
Who has watched this the most recently? I think it's Adam.
Okay, let me get us back on a more interesting conversation. I have two questions and one follow-up question.
Yep.
Who is the star of the Fast and the Furious movies?
Who is the star?
The baby.
If you said you have one person to say who's the star of the Fast and the Furious movie, who is it?
Vin Diesel.
Michelle Rodriguez.
Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel and Paul Walker are basically the two.
Yes, yes. They are the split entry guy. Yes.
Yeah. So,
but now it's about family.
Vin Diesel, the first three movies, is in the first movie. That's it. And so, I got this question in my mind that I can't answer, so I started rewatching these movies. Which is the best Fast and the Furious movie, right? And they all blend together so seamlessly that you're like, I don't fucking know, they're all one thing.
Right.
So I started watching.
Did you get that from The Good Place?
That's kind of where it came from, which I don't know if I talked to you about this, but when I read an interview with that guy, the guy who wrote it, he wrote that as a joke because he ranks them in the show as the worst to best. So he says like the worst one is actually his favorite one, and because he always got I read that interview, he's like, I always have this question, I think it's a great franchise but I don't know which one it is. But regardless, I started rewatching these and taking notes to figure out which one I think is the best one. I've been keeping track of shots with throttles pulls. I've been keeping track of NOS pushes. I've been keeping track of how many times they say family and American Muscle. I've been keeping track of all this shit, and so far you can watch, like, if you go back and rewatch these movies, I'm only through five, but what I've noticed through five is the first movie is a movie about Vin Diesel and Paul Walker, right? Michelle Rodriguez is in there and fucking that other dude is in there, but that's basically Vin Diesel and Paul Walker. The second movie is about Paul Walker, fucking ludicrous Chris Tyrese. Bridges, and Tyrese. Yep. The third movie is about none of those people, except for Han. Okay.
Han and Lo Bow Wow.
But Lo Bow Wow's out of the fucking movie after, out of the franchise after this.
Yeah, I know.
And the fourth movie takes the best characters from all those three movies and starts piecing them back together. So you can start seeing the franchise develop. Like, they didn't have a roadmap like Marvel did. They had a, let's put Vin Diesel and Paul Walker. I don't know, let's put Paul Walker and fucking Ludacris in. I don't know, let's put fucking this guy in. So it's kind of fun to watch all this stuff and see it develop. Because last time I watched Fast and Furious, the fourth movie, I don't fucking know, a million years ago when it first came out.
They have a tunnel, dude. A drug tunnel.
and then, as Dave too is kind of mentioning, Michelle Rodriguez is kind of in that movie. They have this supplemental characters are kind of in this movie. One guy in the first fucking film just disappears and you never hear from him again. So I'm getting this down. I'll put over a chart when I'm done and I'll let you guys know what I think, and then you can also kind of tell me what you think as well.
Yeah. Because Letty dies. No, Letty!
Oh, Letty's back.
And then happens, and you're like, fucking Letty dies, so we need The Rock and those two other cool Mexican guys. And you're like, oh, cool, we're going to do this.
Yeah,
and then that character from the second one, who didn't do anything else, she's like a cop or something, shows up at the very end of the scene's like, look who we got. And you're like, what? Letty's alive?
That's what I mean. Like, they're piecing it together. And even like when they're like, oh, yeah, 3 actually takes place chronologically at the end. Don't worry about that. Han's still alive. It's like...
because they liked Han.
It's so fucking awesome the way they put these movies together without trying to put these movies together. And so far, I've noticed that there's, as the movies go on, increase in gear shift shots, decrease in NOS hit button pushes, increase in family, lower in American Muscle.
Right.
It's been a pretty fun. Since I don't have a show right now, it's kind of a thing I've been doing, and it's kind of fun. It's kind of fun, I ain't gonna lie.
I like the sandwiches here. It's like, fight! You watch a cookie, you go with a Fat Burger, get yourself a burger and fries for $3.
Like, there's so many good lines that I just missed, watching not seeing them for so long, that are pretty fun. And what was my favorite? The kid that dies. I forget his name. It's written down in my notes.
Rabbit.
What? No, the first one.
Rabbit.
Yeah, it was the technical kid.
No, not Rabbit. I don't think it was Rabbit. But anyways, who cares?
He's shot up in front of the house?
Yeah, I don't think it's Rabbit, man. Maybe. I don't think so. But anyways, he's making out with a chick, right, in the middle of a party. And Vin Diesel's like, hey, take that shit upstairs. You can't detail a car without opening the hood. And I'm like, oh, he means go upstairs and take off her clothes. Vin Diesel's amazing.
What did he say?
You can't detail a car without opening the hood.
Oh, it's nice. So amazing.
And then the third one, like, Han has some fucking in-depth, like, Buddhist fucking shit he tells that guy. It's pretty awesome.
I like that Han's thing that he did. He was like, I'm going to eat in every scene. Don't worry about it. He's always eating. And I'm like,
he's always got like, those little peanuts.
Yeah.
Little snacks and stuff like that. And they also have that kick-ass song that's like, ding, 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 ding.
Dude's name is Jesse, not Rabbit. Now you come.
Jesse! Rabbit is from fucking B-Rabbit. This is my boy B-Rabbit! You know?
From 8 Mile?
Like Mom's Spaghetti. 8
Mile. That shit's good. We should watch that. We should have an 8 Mile watching party.
Or Super Troopers.
But like if they had 8 Mile, yeah.
Do we have to work 8 up mile, to it? Like... Watch 1 Mile and 2 Mile.
All right. I do like when we went to Detroit to get Dare's dump truck, and we're like, oh, shit, 8 Mile.
It's true. And we're like, let's go to Canada. Why the fuck you going to Canada, boy?
You can't be in Canada. The Canadian guys are like, welcome to Canada. What are you here for? We want to buy things that say milliliters on them. Cool. Have fun.
Why are you coming back from Canada? You stay in Canada, motherfucker. Like, I was born in America. I don't give a fuck. Get out of here. Oh, Jesus Christ. America hates us.
Why do they hate us?
I don't know.
Anyways. Cool. A lot of things happened this week. See? Lots of fun stuff.
Yeah.
That is true.
Anybody got anything else, or is it time to play some fucking Mandalorian?
Time to end this shit.
Oh, I got one more thing. I've been working on my design here.
Buzzign?
My design.
Is it podcast worthy or?
Oh yeah, it's sweet. It's like
keep in mind, nobody can see your design.
Oh, you guys can. That's the only people I do this show for.
Whatever, you do it for our thousands of Japanese fans.
These are lies.
That's pretty good, Ryan.
You like it?
Oh, that's pretty good.
Get rid of the cart, though. That's a piece of shit.
We'll have to put that
on. The cart is high quality.
How do I save that shit? Speaking of which, our Japanese fans, man, Tokyo Drift was the shit. You guys should watch more Tokyo Drift. That movie was awesome.
and they're like, Tokyo Drift's great, and Godzilla is super scary. How can you guys...
what the fuck? This is a link? Why is this a link? I don't understand. Copy link.
What do you mean?
This picture looks like a link. Why is it a link? That's what the picture.
Damn it, Ryan.
Open original. Click in the bottom left.
There is no open original.
Is so
you lie.
There is no bottom. Is the cart going Chris's way or the cart going Adam's way?
It's bidirectional.
It's bidirectional.
We prefer it to be called polydirectional. Thank you very much. All right, Adam, where can people get in touch with us?
Chris, check out our Minecraft thingy at Geeks Next Door. on Facebook. We got a website, Geeks Next Door XYZ. Give us an email. Let's see, that's Geeks Next Door FTW, that's for the win, Chris, @gmail.com.
Good enough. Thanks, Adam, that's awesome. We'll be back next week to talk about more things. Ooh, and to tell you guys about the massage flip. Yeah, I forgot about the massage flip. All right, talk to you later. Bye.
Bye. See ya.